The interim report from Health Accord NL has been received by government and released to the public, entitled A Call to Action to Transform Health. It's the result of the first phase of work by the task force. Co-chairs Dr. Patrick Parfrey and Sister Elizabeth Davis joined the VOCM Morning Show to talk about their vision and recommendations. Dr. Parfrey, Sister Davis, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
I will start with you, Dr. Parfrey. Your interim report is entitled A Call to Action to Transform Health. For our listeners who haven't seen your report, what are your key findings?
Well, our key findings are that there's a compelling case for change based on our examination of the health system. And then we've listened to what people have told us and come up with a number of areas that need to change radically in some instances. One being that we need to include social and medical systems. Second is that we need community-based care throughout the province that's able to link family doctors and allied health professionals and elder care and social care and community hospitals. That we need to reimagine what we deliver in acute care hospitals. That our focus on the aging includes aging in place. We have a focus on quality, and that we use digital technology properly to integrate everything.
Sister Davis, you were asked to reimagine healthcare for the province. What is your vision for improving the health of the people of our province?
Well, that's what you said is the first part of the vision. We have, compared to other provinces in Canada, the health of the people of this province is worse. And within the province, some groups among us have worse health than others. For example, our Indigenous communities or poor families. So our vision is that we turn that around, that we somehow find a better way to improve health and health outcomes for all of us. To do that, we need two big pieces, we believe. One is that we recognize that social, economic, and environmental factors have the greatest influence on our health. And secondly, we know we have to change how the health system works itself and how it links with other social systems. So that's really our vision, daring to find a new way to address both those larger factors so that we'll have better, more healthy people in this province.
Dr. Parfrey, why is it important to develop this 10-year plan?
Well, we're dealing with a 60-year-old health system that was for a different population, which had 200,000 children and 30,000 seniors. Now we've got a population with 70,000 children and 120,000 seniors. It's both hospital-based and doctor-dependent. And the world has changed enormously in terms of how you deliver care. And the importance of social factors is now finally recognized. So this not possible to change that in 1 year. On the 1st of January 2022, when we deliver our report, you're going to have to implement that the steps that we recommend over the following 4 years. And we believe that change in health outcomes will take longer, because it's going to involve change in multiple cultures, not only the health system, but the culture of providers and the culture of the people. So that's why we have said we can deliver a plan that will take us 1 year, but the transformation will take not only 10 years, at least 10 years.
Now, on that note of recommendations, Sister Davis, healthcare is the province's largest investment. What was your major recommendation to ensure that money is spent wisely?
Well, we haven't reached that stage yet, Ben. Okay. What we wanted to do, because this is such a major shift, perhaps the most major shift we will have experienced since Medicare was introduced around the 1960s, we said that we have to be very thoughtful how we do this. So we divided our work into two pieces. The first piece, which is what our interim report summarizes, is being clear about what we have to do. So set the directions very clearly, and Pat outlined the six areas where we see that direction being set. Now that we know where we're going, now we have to talk about how to go there. So beginning right now, we're starting to develop what, how can we achieve those goals that we have set for ourselves. So over the next 3 months, we will be meeting with stakeholders and the broad public, and we will be showing them what we think are the best, how we think is the best way to go forward. They will give us advice on that. They will speak to us about what works with that and what doesn't. We'll spend over the summer then the time to reframe that those steps, and then we'll come back in September, October time and say, now, does this look like the best way to do what we're setting out to do? That will ensure that we have engagement, and that's really important for us. We're not just consulting with people about this. This is our province, our health, and therefore it has to be our say, all of us. So what we want to spend time now, we've done this for the past 4 months, now we spend the next 4 months talking to people again about how we should proceed. Then we come back in September, October, as I said, and we say, does this look right to you? Have we got it right? And only then will we feel that we can go to government and say, the people of this province, the stakeholders, unions, regional health authorities, healthcare professionals, healthcare workers, social people who work in the social systems, we all agree this is the best way to go forward. Let us make an accord, an agreement, that this is how we will proceed.
Dr. Parfrey, are there any concerns about reimagining healthcare in the context of this huge level of debt and a potential need to cut in some areas?
I think this whole question of the fiscal envelope of the province and what it can provide with that envelope is undoubtedly an issue that the government of today will deal with that fiscal envelope and tell us what can be spent on health, however, and the social system. So whatever the number is, we believe we have to change the way we deliver it. And certainly we have to be pragmatic. So once we've kind of developed our framework and had public input, we're going to have to finance it, work out how to finance it, and we have to be pragmatic. So what we recommend at the end of the year has got to be achievable and not a pipe dream.
Co-chairs of Health Accord NL, Dr. Patrick Parfrey and Sister Elizabeth Davis, thank you for this.
Thank you, Ben, very much.
There you have it. The interim report from Health Accord NL has been received by government and released to public. You can find a link to that at vocm.com.